It's Here and Now, and every so often we're joined by Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. He's here to share some new music, and we start with Born to Die. This is off the new album by King Khan and the Shrines. So, Travis, tell us about King Khan and the Shrines.
So, King Khan and the Shrines is the latest group formed by a Canadian artist named Arish Khan, which I guess is where he gets King Khan from. He seems to always be on tour. He's a guy with an outsized onstage persona. It definitely seems like he's always having fun with it. King Khan usually gets lumped in with their contemporaries, the Black Lips, as leaders of the newest garage rock revival wave.
I guess. So they're garage rock. This is the same kind of thing that we would have talked about with, say, Nirvana or The Strokes?
Yeah, exactly. It's just, the initial wave came after the Beatles sort of broke in the mid-60s when kids were just starting bands literally in their garages and jamming out and playing their local circuits. And it's sort of been like a steady presence in the rock music world ever since then.
Well, let's listen to another. This is called Better Luck Next Time.
Better luck next time.
So what is it that sticks out to you about this group, Travis?
Well, it's just really fun music. And to me, I feel like this particular album, Idle No More, kind of expands the repertoire of what King Khan is known for. They've always been very garage rock focused, but the live show has always had sort of a 60s soul review kind of vibe. And they have like the backup singers with matching sequin outfits and a horn section. And even though the previous recordings were very much just straight-up garage rock. So this is kind of a case of the live presentation influencing the studio recording. So we're getting to see King Khan's recorded world expanding a little bit. And this is a great gateway album if you've been sleeping on King Khan to just sort of explore a new artist.
And King Khan is from Canada. Let's move now to Los Angeles, where you are, and the band The Big Black Delta. Let's take a listen first to Money Rain Down.
It must be heaven.
Almost sounds like it's coming out of the 80s, Travis. Where did you hear about this group and what are they all about?
It does. Well, it's Big Black Delta is the brainchild of an LA-based artist named Jonathan Bates. And he's sort of been around the LA scene for the better part of a decade. He used to be in a local group here called Melodrone that was really good, but never quite reached its full potential. But most recently, he's worked with a group named M83, and he was part of that group's touring band as a guitarist. And the music he makes is kind of in a similar vein. It's like epic synth pop, sort of like M83, but it's a little bit more stripped down. But I think a lot of fans of M83, and they have a lot of fans, will find a lot to like in this new Big Black Delta release.
All right, well, let's talk now about Franz Ferdinand. And we are not talking about the Austrian Archduke that we all remember from high school history. He was assassinated. That led up to World War I. We're talking about Franz Ferdinand, the band. You may remember their 2004 song, Take Me Out. So, Travis, first of all, tell us about Franz Ferdinand, the band.
they're really masters of their sound, and they're one of those bands that are immediately recognizable about 10 seconds into the song. And there's a very particular new wavy, post-punk guitar, dancey vibe to their music. And their last album, Tonight, was released about 4 years ago, and it was a really solid release, but it was just kind of met with a little bit of a malaise. There just wasn't a big single on there for people to latch onto. But they have a new album that's called Right Thoughts, Right Words, Right Action. That's sort of a return to the catchy, fun feel of the first album, in my opinion.
And let's take a listen to one single off that. This is Right Action.
Come home, practically all is barely forgiven.
What do you think of this new album, Travis?
It's fun. I mean, they're one of those kind of groups, kind of like, say, the Beastie Boys, that are at their best when they sound loose and sound like they're having fun in the studio. And I feel like this new album does a really great job capturing that energy and spirit. And if you were throwing a party and you asked me to make a mixtape for your party, I'd probably throw 4 or 5 tracks from this album onto there.
Do people still say mixtape?
They do, yeah.
It's probably just an iPod playlist at this point. Maybe that's even outdated.
But you've got to transfer it somehow.
Well, Travis, I know that you wanted us to hear about Larry Guss. This is probably the most unique sound we're going to hear today. Let's listen to Inviolet Ink. Travis, as somebody who works with audio and cuts it up sometimes, that sounds like that's been cut up to me.
It does, yeah. Well, Larry Guss is a Greek singer, multi-instrumentalist producer with a new album called Years Not Living. It's out on the New York City-based dance label DFA, which was home to LCD and Sound System and started by LCD frontman James Murphy, just sort of as a way for releasing music that he was really into. And Larry Guss is a departure, in a way, for them. It's really difficult to kind of put this album in a box, other than to say it's an electronic album, but it sort of bounces between elements of hip-hop, synth-pop, trip-hop, rock, 60s pop, and little bursts of free jazz sort of sprinkled in also.
Well, let's listen to another song from Larry Guss. This is The Eternal and the Ephemeral. So, Travis, before we let you go, I want you to tell me about something that we heard about, which is that you recently facilitated a wedding proposal on your show.
I did, yeah. Some KCRW listener called the office during the week and was just wondering if, you know, we could do something to help make his wedding proposal to his girlfriend really special. So he and I talked. We coordinated times.
What did you say?
Basically, I just said a couple fans of KCRW are listening right now, getting ready to head out to Morocco. So we just played Marrakesh Express by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And their names were Michael and Mia. And I said, oh, Mia, by the way, I believe Michael has something he wanted to ask you.
Oh, and then he went at it on his own.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see it. I don't know. But apparently the results were good. She said yes. So.
Excellent. Travis Holcomb, wedding facilitator and DJ for KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express?
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, in for Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
All on board the train. All on board.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Eton, offering the American Red Cross Radio Line, a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel. Now at Best Buy.